I said, yes, officer, I did see the speed limit sign, but I didn't see you.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
In California, a delivery truck spilled 150,000 tomatoes across Interstate 80, leaving drivers slipping and struggling through a somewhat saucy situation. To help us catch up on this juicy story, news crews reported that the truck hit a central divider between San Francisco and Sacramento, spilling its cargo and creating heavy traffic. Motorists continued to drive through the fruit, crushing it into a thick paste. One car got stuck in the mess, causing a chain reaction of crashes involving four vehicles. Please tell me this is not how they make pizza sauce now. I'll tell you what would have been pretty cool. If there had been a truck right behind that one hauling hot peppers, cilantro, and onions, don't you think? Well, it took 6 hours to clean up the mess, and I'm told no one was seriously injured and no tomato was left behind. Well, those in the know say there are several keys to safe driving. Slow down, stay focused, obey the signs, don't tailgate, and don't yell at the kids. I saw a tiny bumper sticker that said, "The last tailgater bought me this car. You want to buy my next one?" Don't tailgate, slow down, and leave your phone alone. The largest multi-car accident in U.S. history occurred a few hours south of the tomato incident site when a semi-truck crashed into the center divider, causing an enormous chain reaction involving an astounding 216 vehicles. No deaths were reported, but 41 people were injured. The cause? Carrots. No, not really. A morning fog covered the freeway. One police officer said visibility was down to about 100 feet or less. People drove blindly forward, unaware of the dangers that lay ahead. It seems to me that there's an abundance of fog on the road we're traveling these days. Have we ever had more bad advice? Has any generation plunged recklessly forward at faster speeds without considering the consequences? Unaware of the dangers? Unwilling to seek wisdom from those who have traveled this way before? Throughout history, wise proverbs have been compiled to help us avoid disaster, to guide us on straight paths. Of course, some proverbs are just plain silly. He who runs behind car gets exhausted. He who keeps feet firmly on ground has trouble putting on pants. Oh, man. But wise proverbs are instructive. A penny saved is a penny earned. A clear conscience is a good pillow. And that motivation my godly mother once gave me, you cannot get to the top by sitting on your bottom. Do something, son. Far wiser are the proverbs of King Solomon, and they have never been more timely or appropriate. This morning, after hearing about the great tomato sloshing, I read the 14th chapter of Proverbs. You'll see why certain words popped out at me. The simple believe anything, but the prudent give thought to their steps. There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death. The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways, but the folly of fools is deception. Whoever fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for their children it will be a refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning a person from the snares of death. As surely as road signs exist for our protection, the book of Proverbs exists that we might flourish. May you do that today as you walk with God. And if you're still wondering how they cleaned up all those tomatoes, well, you know how to fix a broken tomato, don't you? You use tomato paste.
Because of you, hope is still reaching hearts. Across Canada and beyond, the gospel is meeting people where they are, in living rooms, kitchens, and even hospital beds. To keep sharing the light of Jesus with those searching for hope, we're looking to raise $110,000 by June 30th. And this month, every dollar you give is matched up to $200,000. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.